More people were killed in the North Tower than in the South Tower because it was hit first. This pool has the names of all 1,366 people who were killed in the North Tower, and the 87 people killed on Flight 11, which crashed into it. This pool also features the names of the 6 people killed in the February 26, 1993 bombing attack at the World Trade Center. On that day, a group of terrorists, not members of Al-Qaeda but with similar ideology, detonated a truck bomb in the garage underneath the North Tower. They were trying to make the North Tower collapse into the South Tower. They did not achieve this goal, but killed 6 people in an area close to where the bomb exploded. This explosion was very near where you are standing now. When you reach panel N45, look in the middle of the panel. You will see the names Ralph Gerhardt next to Linda Ann Luzicone. This is a meaningful adjacency. Ralph and Linda worked for the same company, desks away from each other. They fell in love at work and were planning on getting married. Their families made sure that their names would be placed side by side on the memorial. Ralph and Linda worked for the company that lost more people than any other on 9/11, Cantor Fitzgerald, a financial services firm. The company had its offices in the North Tower from the 101st to the 105th floor. This was above the impact zone of the plane. No one above the impact zone in the North Tower survived. Because the stairs and elevators had been destroyed, people were trapped. Cantor Fitzgerald lost 658 people. This is 30% of the victims in New York City. These names extend from the northeast to the southeast corner and halfway along the south side of the North Pool. Cantor Fitzgerald survived as a company and is now located in Midtown. Every September 11th, the company donates 100% of their profits from that day to a fund that helps victims of terrorism worldwide. The company has also committed to paying for the health insurance of all family members of the 658 employees who were killed. Now look north at the 2 glass skyscrapers ahead.